Blog Talk Radio.
We need to get it together. Not just one, but all of us. We need to get together, Yahweh. And do your will. Things that you would have us do, Yahweh. Yahweh, have mercy on me. Strengthen us, Yahweh. And I ask you to look on my son, Yahweh. And his family, Yahweh. Have mercy on them, Yahweh. Strengthen them, Yahweh. Give them a mind, Yahweh. To do your will, Yahweh. Just have mercy on them, Yahweh. Yahweh, not only my son and his family, but other sons and family. Have mercy on them, Yahweh. Strengthen them. Yahweh, I know you see it and you know all of them. But Yahweh, I just ask you to have mercy on them. Do Yahweh in your name, Yahweh. I ask you to strengthen them, Yahweh. Yahweh, I ask you just to look, Yahweh. Look down, Yahweh. Look down on your people, Yahweh. Touch them, Yahweh. In the name of Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father. Just have mercy on them, Yahweh. Yahweh, I thank you. I thank you, Yahweh. I thank you for just being here, Yahweh. Because Yahweh, you brought me a long way. And I thank you, Yahweh.
Thank you.
Still able me to get up and go, Yahweh. And I thank you.
Verse 7 reads, all you are, all you that are named,
nation of Israel.
Yes.
Is the spirit of Yahweh strengthened?
So he's saying, the nation of Israel, his spirit is strengthened.
Yeah.
Now let's precept that and find out exactly what that spirit is that's strengthened. Let's go to St. John 6:63 there. What spirit are you talking about that is strengthened? He said, his spirit is strengthened.
Yeah.
So let's find out what is that spirit that is strengthened.
Yeah.
We're going to take a look at St. John 6:63. See if we find out what spirit is strengthened. But we can be clear about we know what spirit is strengthened. He said to the nation of Israel, the Israelites, isn't my spirit strengthened?
Yes.
And what is he talking about that we read?
The book of John, chapter 6, verse 63.
Mm-hmm.
It is the spirit that quickens.
Yeah.
The flesh profits nothing.
Uh-huh.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are life.
So these words is what spirit he's talking about. These words, they are spirit. And these words are life. These words will give you life. These words. And what do man live by, Titus, in 8 verse 3? Man has to know what he's supposed to live by in 8 verse 3. Let's see what man live by in 8 verse 3.
Yeah, come on.
Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the heavenly chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Verse 3 reads, and he humbled thee,
yes,
and suffered thee some hunger,
uh-huh,
and fed thee with matter,
uh-huh,
which you knew it not,
uh-huh,
neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that men do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh, do man live.
So man
live
whatever he say. So whatever he say, that's how we all believe. We're supposed to live by where he got it set up and where it is. So now, let's try to go on to Leviticus 23. We're going to see where he got it set up. So man live by everything that he said. Now we're going to see what did he say, since we know that what man live by. We're going to Leviticus 23, and we're going to look at verse 1 and 2. And we're going to skip down to verse 26. So we want to find out, man live by everything he say. Then we want to know what did he say. Now we want to know what did he say. So we're going to find out what did he say in Leviticus 23, 1, 2, 4, and skip down to verse 26, down to verse 32. Titus.
We go into the book of the heavenly tablets, the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1, 2, skip down verse 4, verse 26 to 32. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh.
Oh, these are concerning what?
The feast of Yahweh.
Okay, the feast of Yahweh. Go ahead.
Which you should proclaim to be righteous gathering.
And these are supposed to be righteous gathering. His feast day is supposed to be righteous gathering. Go ahead.
Even these are my feet,
and these are Yahweh's feet. It got nothing to do with the Israelites. It got something to do that we chose to keep these things as Israelites. But this feast is about Yahweh. This is Yahweh's feet.
Yes.
He wants you to know this is his feet. This is what he wants the children of the book to do is his feet. Go ahead.
Get down verse 4. These are the feet of Yahweh.
Say it again, huh?
The righteous gathering.
And it's from what kind of way?
Righteous gathering.
Okay, go ahead.
But you should proclaim in their season.
And you don't do it when you get ready. You do it the way you say, man, live by every word he say. We're going to find out what is he saying. Come on, read it.
That's right.
All right, let's get down. Verse 26 to 32.
What does it say?
Verse 26.
Okay.
And Yahweh spake to Moses, saying,
uh-huh,
verse 27, also on the 10th day,
also on the 10th day
of this 7 month.
Of this 7 month. Now, the 10th day started. Right now, we're on the 9th. But when the sun is setting, it is the 10th day.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Now, we came here on the 9th while it still has some sun left. But as soon as that sun kicked in, it is the 10th day.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you line up with his word. Now, read verse 32 and come right back. Just jump. to verse 32 and see what he's saying. We have to notice up on the Lord's body that this 10th day started when, according to verse 32.
Ephesians chapter 23, verse 32. It should be unto you a Sabbath of rest.
And this day will be a Sabbath of rest.
Yes. And you shall afflict your soul.
And this day you afflict your soul.
It's
the ninth day
of the month at even.
At even. So the ninth day at even, when is that? Verse 27. When is the ninth day at even? Verse 27. When is that?
Verse 27. Also, on the tenth day of this seventh month, there should be a day of atonement.
So that ninth day at even is the tenth day.
Yeah.
So we right now we line it up on the money on the tenth day. Because the tenth day is done at the end of the ninth. So when it got dark on the ninth, you jump right into the tenth. Now, to be clear about that, to be just break it down to us, yes, at the tenth day. But the tenth day means the end of the ninth day. It's going into the early morning part, the beginning of the speech. It's the early morning part of it, because it starts at night. This speech starts when sun sets. Now, read verse 27. Now, come on now. Now, read 27 32 now.
Okay, middle of verse 27. There should be a day of atonement. There should be a righteous gathering unto you. You shall afflict your soul. An offering made by fire unto Yahweh. Verse 28. Ye should do no works at that same day, but it's the day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 29. For whatsoever so it be, it should not be afflicted. And that same day, he should be cut off from among his people.
He said, now, and a day, at night in verse 4, there, Mother Eve, what a day was the Almighty. See, he said, in that same day, if you don't, you will be cut off. What is a day with him, according to 9 verse 4, Mother Eve? In Psalm 9 verse 4, what is a day in his time? So what is a day in Psalm 9 verse 4? What do Psalms say in 9 verse 4 is a day in his time?
The book of Psalms, chapter 90, verse 4. Verse 4 reads. You said Psalm 94?
Yeah, 90 verse 4. What is a day in his time?
Okay. The book of Psalms, chapter 90, verse 4. For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is day, and as they watch in the night.
So a day in his sight is like 1,000 years. It's just like any other day. Now, Peter pulled that verse, Mother. He pulled that verse from 3rd chapter, verse 8 and 9 of 1st Peter. Let's see if pull that verse. So now we'll see how did he pull that verse in 90 verse 4, explain the same thing, but a little bit different. So Peter looked back at Psalm 90 verse 4, and he pulled that verse from 3rd chapter, verse 8 and 9, and what did he say?
Peter,
chapter 1 and chapter 3. Yeah, 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 8 and 9.
Okay.
First Peter, chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. So let's see. Now Peter, you know, he's the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. So he looked back at that verse and pulled that verse. Let's see what he said that we can read.
First Peter
3, verse 8 and verse 9.
First Peter, chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9.
Second Peter. Chapter
3,
verse
8
and verse
9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and verse 9. Mm-hmm. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with Yahweh as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Verse 9. The Yahweh is not slack concerning his promise.
So he's not slack concerning his promise. He's not slack at all. Go ahead.
As some men count slack, but is long-suffering.
He what?
Long-suffering to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
You see the man wrong? So he it's up to you. He gave you time to do what?
To repent.
So now you got to just gave me peace. I know what you're repenting for. So he's giving you a day of repentance. Now we got to find out a bit. So he got a day that he got a mind up for repentance. And we're going to find out more about it as we unfold. So he's got that one day. Now come on back, Brother Titus. Now come on back. So he's saying, now read that again about that today again. So now we clear that Yahweh is giving man, and no man lives to be 1,000 years. The oldest man was Methuselah was 969 years. So ain't nobody made that day. So you got all the time in the world to get this thing right before this man shuts you down. So he's giving you a day, a starting point on repentance. What we read? Go ahead.
It is a people that do error in their mind.
Uh-huh.
and they have not known my ways. Mm-hmm. Verse 11. Unto whom I swear in my wrath,
yeah,
that they should not enter into my rest.
If I spoke that they would not get in my rest.
Mm-hmm.
So the people already is condemned for condemnation in Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He made these people here that day and to this day.
Mm-hmm.
So we know the people that would not get in. But if you got it, you got it for your repentance. If you don't take it, that's shame on you. That's on you. If you got a day, then you decide a day for repentance to come clean. If you don't take it, that's on you. So he's laying it out there for you. So he said, a day, when you hit it, harden out your head.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to all the Leviticus 23. And we left off on our number one.
Verse 31.
Verse
31. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 31.
Yes.
You should do no matter of work. It should be a statute forever.
Uh-huh.
Throughout your generation.
Yes.
And all your dwellings.
Yes.
Verse 32.
This is good.
It should be unto you a Sabbath of rest.
It should be a Sabbath of rest.
You shall afflict your soul.
You shall afflict your soul.
At the ninth day.
At the ninth day.
Of the month.
At, of the month.
At evening.
At what time?
At evening.
So the ninth kicked in at evening. What time? What day is that?
Tenth day.
Okay. Y'all don't want to call it?
Yes.
That's the tenth day. That is the beginning of the tenth day. Go ahead. Now, back up 3, verse 14.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 14.
That's good.
You should eat. Neither bread.
You should eat neither bread.
Nor push corn.
No corn.
Nor green ears.
That means you only eat nothing. This feast is not a physical eat 'em up. It is a spiritual eat 'em up. He's telling you what you do not.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 14.
Listen.
You should eat neither bread,
yeah,
nor coarse corn,
yeah,
nor green ears.
A green ears. Huh? Mm-hmm. So he tells you, see, you knew what to eat then. We don't know what to eat now. But this is talking to a people. Remember we said in verse 2, a mother, he made a statement. And verse, Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2, a must be. See, we have to be focused on what is he saying. And Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 2, must be. What did he say?
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and verse 2. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, said.
Oh, he spoke to Moses.
Verse 2.
Right.
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them.
Speak unto the children of Israel, the Israelites. So who is this message to?
To the Israelites.
The children of Israel, the Israelites. So if you know you are children of Israel, the Israelites, he's speaking to you. He's speaking directly to you. He's talking to you. Now, Sister Ruth, let's see what he says in the book of Jonah 3, verse number 7. We're on the book of Jonah, and Jonah was the seer of that hour. People was going in Nineveh and take care of some business. 3, 7, and 10. What can we read there, Sister Ruth, in the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 10?
The book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 7 and 10.
Yes, ma'am. What is that?
7 reads. And he caused it to be proclaimed.
Yeah.
And published through
Nineveh.
By the decree of the king,
uh-huh,
and of his nobles, saying.
What?
Let neither man,
what,
nor beast,
what,
herd, nor flock taste anything.
Don't do what?
Taste anything.
Don't taste what?
anything.
Don't take anything.
Let them not see nor drink water.
Don't even drink what?
Water.
Oh.
Verse 10.
That's it. Yeah, that's good. Now, I'm going to get on. See, on the day of his atonement, you drink nothing. You eat nothing. You drink nothing. You put all your trust on your mighty one. Because he's able to deliver you. So on this day, you're supposed to do what again in verse 17?
Eat nothing.
Anything. Eat nothing. Eat nothing.
Hey,
what?
Drink
no
drink
water.
And you said taste nothing?
Taste nothing.
You said taste nothing?
Yep.
So, you don't taste nothing.
Don't
it's
taste nothing.
Drink you don't drink water. If you eat nothing, you don't taste it. Let me give a... Mm-hmm. No, not on the day. Ain't none of that deep. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
If we read.
Hallelujah.
And what does it say in the verse 6?
The book of Jonah, chapter 3, verse 10. And Yahuwah saw their works.
And Yahuwah saw their what?
Their works.
Oh, so Yahuwah saw their works. He saw the one they were doing the work. And what did he say?
That they turned from their evil ways.
And they turned from their evil ways.
And Yahuwah repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them.
That's why he gave you this day.
And he did it not.
And he did it not. That's why he gave you this day. When you turn from your evil way, he watching you, amen. He watching. He don't see who gonna do what I got written this time.
Mm.
He ain't gonna make it plain to you, A, B, or B, and 3:22 of 1 John. He gonna make it plain to you. If you know you don't got, you lied on the book. You got him right. And 3:22, what he said in 3:22. What he says in 1 John 3:22. What he says we can read in 1 John 3:22.
1 John chapter 3, verse 22.
Uh-huh.
And whatsoever we ask,
uh-huh,
we receive of him,
uh-huh,
because he keeps his Torah instructions.
Now read it again.
John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask,
and whatsoever we ask,
we receive of him.
And we gonna receive it of him.
Because we keep his Torah instructions.
Oh. Now ask me something. He look at you from the pages of the book. Man live by every word he says. He said, now, if you got me right, why don't you ask me something?
Yeah.
If I gave you a day of atonement, and you decide to pay it, no, never mind, then you ain't got nothing to stand on to ask me anything. Because I gave you one day to cleanse, to erase everything that you have done for a whole year.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a new beginning, and you chose not to take it. Is that? And now you ask me something? So you know how far you're going to get with that, right? See? Man live by every word that he says.
Yes.
So if you want to understand about Yahuwah, you got to understand what he's doing. Now let's go look up. We don't know how to get this one here. So we go on because you got and Brother Bukai, we in 2 Peter, we're going to read a little bit because we gotta tighten up some things in 2 Peter. Because he read now, the children of Israel, the Israelites, they all got a problem. That's why Yahweh is sending, once we get the 12 in order in chapter 1, led by the elders, and they in order to take care of this business. But you have to recognize the hidden hand that is holding you back, and he got it laid out by the chief speaker of Israel. Let's see what he says in 2 Peter chapter 2, pick up verse 1 there. Okay. Let's see what we can read. We're going to read a little bit. We're going to see if we tie in to some things on the way of tying in some things. We're going to 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1 reads,
what?
But there were false teachers also among the people.
Is it always going to be some false teachers, shepherds, bishops, leaders, it's always going to be false people around you. You can't look at them based upon 724 of Hosea. You can't look at 724 and think you can recognize. You can't recognize them through St. John 724. If you try to recognize anybody that falls through 724, you lose. That ain't how you recognize a false teacher. What does hell even read? Brother Hosea.
John chapter 7. Verse, what was that verse?
Make it verse 24.
Verse 24 read. Judge not according to appearance.
Yeah.
But judge righteous judgment.
Right. So when you make a calling, how are you supposed to do it, Brother?
Make a righteous judgment.
Make a righteous judgment. Deuteronomy 6:25. What do you mean by make a righteous judgment? Go to Romans 6:25. So you people, we make a calling, we can get out in relationship. We can get out relationship based upon appearance. We don't never get a relationship based upon righteous justice. And he gives you the blueprint on Israel. Give me 2 Ezra 7:21. We're going to 2 Ezra 7:21. See, we got, especially when we line up the 12 heads in this place, they have to be off the milk. Don't make no calling based upon appearance. You make a calling, what kind of way?
Righteous judgment.
What you read that, Mother D?
7:21.
Let me show you why you make a judgment based upon righteous. Listen to this.
For Yahweh has given straight Torah instruction to such as Cain what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
So when you make a righteous judgment, what is you really avoiding?
Punishment.
You know, we get more headed by just making a judgment based on appearance. Oh, man, I got to have that. I just can't wait till I have that. Preach up chapter 16, verse 17. But understand how Yahweh operates, mother. So go to 1 Samuel. And remember one thing. You must precept your Bible to paint the picture. If you tell you don't judge by appearance, then the precept got to be somewhere close by because you got to have a little bit more understanding. First Samuel 16, verse 7, what does it say? Mother D.F. Israel.
First Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7.
Yes.
First Samuel 16.
Watch it. Listen to this.
Verse 7. But Yahweh said unto Samuel,
yes.
Look not on his countenance.
Don't look on his appearance, a statue. Right.
Or on the height of his statue.
Oh, he's tall, man. He's a tall man. Mighty Joe, tall man. Go ahead, read.
Because I have refused him.
Uh-huh.
For Yahweh sees not as men see it.
You see what he said? Yahweh don't see. Just saying nobody sees. You can't see the baseball night. World see it? Go ahead.
For man look upon the outward appearance.
And that's what man does. And woman too, right? Go ahead.
But Yahweh look upon the mind.
You see that? And that's how you got to look upon the mind. You got to look on the mind. Now, Brother Sheila sees this two kind of mind they got to have in 625. That's going back to Deuteronomy 625. You got to look on the mind. See, that's why we're in trouble today. We make all our calls based on the faith. And you never follow what Yahweh said. Forget about that. Look on the mind. Because look on the mind, you will see plainly what 625 says. What will she will say?
Deuteronomy 6, chapter 2, verse 25, read. It reads,
be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments, Torah commandments, before Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he had commanded us.
So when we look at relationship, we're going to think somebody that's doing what?
Ain't no way you'll get around that. You will have some offenses.
Go ahead.
But woe unto him.
What? to that woman and cause it to enter. See, war means destruction, disaster to them. So he let you know you're going to have defenses. You have defenses among the 12. Hey, but woe to the one that step out of line. That's what he's saying. Woe unto you stepping out of the water of things. Is that what we're reading? What does it say?
Verse 2.
Right.
It were better for him that a millstone.
Millstone. A millstone
were hanged about his neck.
He said, you better off go and get you a 100-pound millstone. Now, we're going to do this 100-pound, but he's going to get it. He's going to get it rolling. Just roll it to a high bridge now. You put it in the back of your car and choke it and take a millstone and take it to a high bridge. Now, do it in there. Tell you what to do with it.
And he cast into the sea.
You say, just put it around your neck and just roll over to the sea. You say, you better off? Read.
Then that he should offend one of these little ones.
You see the man saying? If you offend one of these little ones.
Yeah.
See, the little ones is those that doing his will.
Yeah.
The one that we trying to get them on their feet now. So if you offend one, like come up with your... with your unproper way of talking, stripping on bag of nothing, and you call 28 verse number 10, you might call that captain. Hey, Captain, you can call 28 verse 10 of Proverbs on it. Well, look what he got right. Do say woe to you? Proverbs 28 verse 10. Look what he said. So go ahead. I always eat up and get to be a whisper in my ear. And call a 28 verse 10.
Proverbs 28 verse 10. And it reads,
what it reads.
Whoso calls the righteous to go astray in an evil way.
Now what is the righteous again?
One that's keeping the Torah instructed.
The one that's keeping the Torah instructed. So now you call the righteous what they... Now, you doubt them to keep the Torah instructions. Doubt them. You call them, well, you know, see? What is that?
He shall fall himself into his own pit.
And you're going to fall yourself into your own pit. So when you want to do wicked, just disappear and do wicked. Don't telegraph your move because somebody might not have a proper of meat and still on milk too, and try to make it. But upon wicked leadership, and you call him the ball. But he's saying right now, if you do so, that means well. That blood is on your hand. Now, read it again.
Proverbs 28, verse 10.
Listen good.
Whoso calls the righteous to go astray in the evil way,
yes,
he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the upright shall have good things in possession.
You see that? So you keep that in your mind. When you start the backbiting, murmuring, complaining, you should not do it if somebody else you listen to talking. You try to fool them with you because you don't understand something. Just close your mouth and disappear. Because whatever happens to that person, it will be on you. So if you want to get low down, disappear and get low down. Don't fool nobody with you, because if you do, y'all go out and have you in the club. So we got to know these things. That's in everything. Let's go back to
coming back to 2 Peter. You said that verse 1. We picking it up on verse 1 to begin. But there were both teachers also among the people,
yes,
even as there shall be false teachers, pastors, among you,
right,
who privately shall bring in damnable hearsay.
What do you mean by they can privately do it? They can always pull you to the side. They can always pull you to the side and give you a whisper in your ear. I'll call you to the side and go get your attention. Now get your attention nowhere in this book. They're going to get your attention another way. They're not going to say, well, you know, that sister right there, that is another sister's thing. They don't do it that way. They're going to put you with no book on you. Like one of the brothers say, oh, I'm graduating from the Bible. I don't need the Bible no more.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Even denying Yahuwah.
Yeah, what are they going to do?
Deny Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
That both them.
Yeah.
And bring upon themselves swift destruction.
You do what?
Bring upon themselves swift destruction.
What that supposed to mean? That means swift. Remember, one day with him, not all.
Thousand years.
Because in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 11 through 13, I'm able to cause my wickedness, and I got away with everything I did. But he also got laid out there in the regular book of Ecclesiastes about 8, 11 through 13.
Yeah.
He also got laid out there. It's up for you to know it. It's up for you to know it, especially if you're 12. You got to know it. What did it say? You can read.
Ecclesiastes?
Yeah. Regular
book. Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
11
through
13, what
does
it say?
Verse 11
through
13.
Okay.
Let me read.
What?
Because this is against an evil work is not executed speedily.
If it goes out and you get it right away, oh, I got away with it.
Right.
Okay, I got away with it. I got away with it. I'm the best
they
ever did,
and
the only one
that
got away with it.
Therefore, the man, the sons of men, is fully set in them to do evil.
Go ahead.
Verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times.
Though a sinner do evil 100 times.
And his days be prolonged.
I might let him live to be 119 years old.
Yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Yahuwah.
But it's going to be well with the one that fear Yahuwah.
Which fear before Yahuwah. Verse 13. But it shall not be well with the wicked.
He says, when you're not doing Yahuwah's word, you are what?
Wicked.
And just bottom line it, and now you're going to say what a precept of that is. Let's even find a precept of that. let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. See, when you make your call to call to the Bible, you can say, well, I was expecting that. Because I can hear the book and take what you're on. I'm guilty of my thing. I know what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. Hey, Moni, what did that say?
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Verse 12 and verse 13.
For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are without?
Within.
Okay. But verse 12. For what have I to do? Verse 12. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are within? Verse 13. But them that are without, Yahuwah judge. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person.
We're telling you what to do. He said, let me take care of all that's without. That ain't your call. What you get ready to do? You
right.
You got to take care of it. You worry about the ones that were there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm going to send the ones within once you're ready to receive them, because you'll be off the milk, because they're going to be on the milk. If they're on the milk and you're on the milk, what y'all get? Y'all get milked up, ain't you? You're going to be all over the place. So somebody got to be on meat when the milk comes in.
Yeah.
So you got to have the meat, but you got to make sure you make your call. The first thing you might say, oh, there's like a lovely couple coming in. Mm-hmm. And you're at the end of the day, you know you're out of order. Mm-hmm. See? And you know, you've been around a minute, preaching to all that. We got to make sure we're doing, that's Peter 2:8-10. We got to make sure, because he's telling you. 40 times. Second Peter chapter 1, 8 and 10. See, we got to have this thing together. And we have to make sure we blend this thing in for people to understand what the mark was in. We'll show you how to unfold this.
But he speaks of the nation of Israel. Second Peter.
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 8 through 10.
What is that?
Second Peter chapter 1, verse 8 reads, if these things be in you,
if these things be in you,
and abound, and make you dead, you can neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Yahweh, Yahweh's Son.
You don't want to be barren and unfruitful in the knowledge of who?
Yahweh's Son.
You didn't know his way. Go ahead.
Verse 9. But he that lacketh these things,
but the one that lacketh these things
is blind.
You what?
Blind.
And Judas, what he got written on you being blind in Matthew 15, verse 14. What are you saying about it, you being blind? He said, if you lack these things, you're blind. And so what did he say out his own mouth and or I kill him. So the bottom line is, you got a day to decide that you do one thing. Atone to him and come to him. Then you come with him. And up to you. And you got one day. Now if you don't take that day, it's up to you. That means you tell the Yahweh, okay, well, I'll lead to protection. That's all you tell them.
That's right.
You let something into you, check it, or you're in the wrong ministry, then they inform you, and they have a power to happen to you. You're in this wrong ministry because it's personality and not the word of Yahweh. And
right.
That will get you in trouble. That's a fear. Now, come on back off. Let's get a little bit more exactly now. Now, when you come back, don't keep on starting back over.
Verse 12, that they all might be damned.
truth.
You don't want to believe the truth.
But have pleasure.
And you have pleasure in not believing the truth. Mm. You are deceived the mind of a simpleton. Mm. You ain't jacked up, Charles.
Verse 13.
You have something else going on. See? He said, don't let nothing hinder you to do what he got to read.
Yeah.
Now he said, but you said you come another way. So you come another way, but he got to read what it made you up. Make you up on the of Israel 10:1. To tell you what that is by coming up another way. You got another way, and then you'll pull somebody up with you. He tell you exactly what you are in his eyes. St. John 10:1, what do you say, y'all, folks? Raise the boys up. St. John 10:1, he tell you exactly what you are. And 10 verse 1.
St. John chapter 10 verse 1.
That's right.
Truly, truly, I say unto you.
What?
He that enters not by the door unto the sheephold.
Yeah.
But climbeth up some other way.
Wait, you want to do it what kind of way?
Some other way.
What that make you?
The same is a thief and a robber.
You are a thief and a robber. You damnation yourself and everybody that hurts your mouth. And you're going to pay. We're going to tell you later on. Come on back. Where we at?
2 Thessalonians
yeah.
chapter 2, verse 13 and 17. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahuwah.
Yeah.
For you, brethren, beloved of Yahuwah, because Yahuwah the Son, because Yahuwah has from
Father.
The beginning. Yahuwah the Father. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahuwah the Father for you, brethren, beloved of the Yahuwah the Son, because Yahuwah the Father has from the beginning chosen you to salvation,
sanctification
mm-hmm. of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Verse 14.
Right.
Whereunto he called you by our teachers.
Covenant.
To the obtaining of the glory of honor of our Yahuwah the Son. Verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition which you have been taught.
Oh, stand fast and hold the tradition that what?
You have been taught.
Oh, okay.
Whether the word or letter. Or our epistle.
Meaning letter.
Verse 16. Now, our Yahuwah the Son himself, our Yahuwah the Father, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting
consolation
and good hope through grace. Verse 17. Comfort your mind and establish you in every good word and work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Well, that's okay. Let's come back, Titus.
Right. Where you at? Back to Second Peter.
Yes.
Chapter 2, pick it up at verse 4.
Okay.
Second Peter chapter 2, pick it up at verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Verse 4 reads.
Right.
For if Yahweh spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. And spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person. A teacher of righteousness, bringing in the blood upon the world of the un-Yahuwah.
Right.
Verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live un-Yahuwah.
Verse 7. So you say you got an example now. Remember in Malachi 3 verse 6, Hebrews 13 verse 8, he don't say.
Yes.
So you got an example of what he's going to do saying, but it'll be on a larger scale coming up.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The book of 2 Peter chapter 2, picking it up in verse 7 read. And deliver just Lot, back with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Verse 8. For that righteous man, dwelling among them,
instead inherit back his righteousness stolen from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Verse 7. Yahweh knoweth how to deliver the Yahweh out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished.
To be what?
To be punished.
He said, you know how that pops you up real good. He's been popped up in the ground. But when he do get you back up, he's going to do what?
Punish you. He's
very punished up
for the day
of judgment
to be
punished. So he might be missing Roy, he might lay it out. Might have an ice cream. But he says, if you fall upon this, it's going to be what?
Punish.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 10. But chiefly, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness,
yeah,
and despise government.
And they despise what?
Government.
Yeah.
Presumptive.
Now, government, he means anointed leadership.
Yeah, boy.
Every time somebody do show you something, they get offended. They despise to be told anything. If you want to see something happen, this just mess around and say something, take out their covers on, then you feel no spirit coming. See? So you got to watch that. You got to watch they be even killed when you show them something that they don't understand right away. You got to watch it where their head turn around like, what they call that?
Exit.
Now their head is in the back. Their neck gonna turn all the way around. You say, well, what happened to your neck? You know, you looking in another direction now. And that's what happened, see? So you need to be everybody, what? Mother Z. What it says in Galatians 5, verse 7. Galatians 5, verse 7. Remember, you got to be tried. You won't be tried. We don't see what you're made of. In fact, you watched that movie called All to the Chimney. So, look, I got to try it before you get off into one of these jets and be a Navy HR. Because you might take it and fly to Cuba somewhere and don't come back. So you're going to be tried. And guess what? You're going to be tried. The devil's going to try you and see what you're made of. Because it's a net chain. Or what you can say. Because you got to be tried in this. You can't smell your feelings. Because we got life to save. And you can't be, well, you can order water and say, hold the wet. No, no. You got to take the water with the wet. That's how it comes. So you're going to be corrected according to Scripture. That's how we got to know what's going on and make the calling according to as it is. What do you read?
Galatians 5,
7. What do you
read? Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. Yea, did you did run well.
He said, hey, once upon a time ago, what kind of way was you running, Moses?
Well.
You was running well. I mean, I don't see the best of it, run well. As soon as you correct them on something.
Who did hinder you that he should not obey the truth?
See, you don't have to correct them and not spell their feelings on the truth. You got to correct them according to the truth. You better find out now what you're working with and how you test them with is the what?
The word of the truth.
That's how we're going to know what you're working. We're going to see what happened when it's time to correct you on the truth. You watch where you work with and you correct them on the truth. That ain't the truth of the matter. Come on back,
coming back to 2 Peter. In chapter 2, we're picking it back up at verse 10. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, and presumption. Presumptive are they self-will.
They what?
Self-will.
They self-will.
They are not afraid to be evil of dignity.
Leadership.
Verse 11. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, not rallying accusations. Rallying accusations against them before Yahweh.
You see, even the angels, though, they don't do that kind of stuff. They don't come and bring greater accusations. But you got some that they cannot rest until they bring an accusation against somebody. Never try to strengthen nobody in the word. I just got to come up with something. You got to watch them spirits. Because the spirits can contaminate you. Huh? You never got a scripture, a precept to put on your case. It's just something that you don't understand or believe. And then you will see the truth come out. Go ahead.
The book of 2 Peter, chapter 2. Picking it back up in verse 11. Ready accusations against them before Yahweh. Verse 12. But these as natural fruit be.
What it is?
Natural fruit be.
They natural fruit be.
Made to be taken and destroyed.
And they was made to be taken and destroyed. That means he made them to be taken and destroyed. But he got to put them among you. He got to put them among you. See, that's the point you got to understand. You can't be caught off balance. He's going to put them among you. Hey, brother, see what it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. So he's going to put them among you. Why do you think you're going to get a cakewalk? You ain't getting no cakewalk now for nothing. To get eternal life. Well, I never got to put in no computation now. Like that. you ain't gonna get no eternal life. Then. You said everybody else has to go through the race. So all of a sudden you think you won't be kept on going. No. What about that? What we reading that, Brother O'Shea?
1 Peter chapter 2.
Verse 8. Now what nobody says here?
Verse 8, read. And a stone of stumbling.
Huh?
And a rock of offense.
Yeah, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense.
Even to them
which stumbled.
And who stumbled
at
the word.
And what are they gonna stumble at?
At the word.
Now they gonna stumble. Are they gonna stumble at the word? See, that way they gonna stumble at that word. Watch this now.
Being disobedient.
And they disobedient?
Whereunto also they were appointed.
You mean Yahweh appointed them to do that? Yes, he did. He appointed them to stumble at that word. Just to see what you gonna do. You start playing scripture. And they've been appointed to jack you up, to hijack you. They've been appointed to try you. And you know,
from the beginning. And abode not in the truth, because there is lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it.
So,
in St. John, chapter 14, verse 29 and 30, he came right back with that, brother. See, he left it there, but he still wasn't through with it. He came right back to the 14th chapter and look at verse 9 and 10. What do you think?
St. John chapter
8,
verse
14.
Good.
comes to ask a thing of you for her son, for he is sick.
But what is it?
6. Thus, and thus shall you say unto her, for it shall be when she comes in that you shall feign herself to be another woman.
And she gonna, dress up like she's somebody else. Mm-hmm. But see, he know how to judge for a pure spirit. He would say out the mouth. So he is all pressed up. He's pressed up already.
Yeah.
Come in like another one.
Verse 6. And it was so, when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet, as she came in at the door, that he said, come in, you wife of Jeroboam. Why feign is yourself to be another? For I am sent to you with heavy tidings. Verse 7. Go tell Jeroboam, thus said Yahweh of Israel, for as much as I exalted you from among the people and made you prince over my people Israel, verse 8, and rent the kingdom away from the family of David and gave it to you, and yet you have not been as my servant David, who kept my Torah instructions, and who followed me with all his mind to do that only which was right in my eyes.
Good. Now, give it time that we're going to get that long. Get down to verse 12 to that.
Verse 10.
You think you just can get past somebody because you're really called the press, but that's lying on down. You
can
call smack
them. Let me say verse 12. 1 Kings 14, verse 12. Arise, you therefore, get thee to your own house, and when you and when your feet enter into the city, the child shall die.
Good. No, child ain't gonna live, but you come from the sea. No, I'm gonna kill the kid now. I made it sick, just kill him. Yahweh kills babies too. So no. John, because I'm gonna get you now, I'll get you later. However, no, he ain't gonna know. Because you're not getting past Yahweh. That's what we gotta let you understand. You, when you're not straight, you're not getting past Yahweh. He might let you run, but he gonna get you. Let's go back, let's get a couple of verses on that. I'll get a couple more on that,
chapter 2, picking up at verse 14. Going over, we want 2 Peter, we want chapter 2, and we want verse number 14. 14 reads, having eyes full of adultery, and they cannot see from sin, beguiling unstable souls.
And that's what they'll get. And they'll look for the one that's unstable. And that's the one they'll work with, the one that's unstable. All right, good enough. So now, I'm going to get a case in point on somebody. I'm going to get a big pick. So he picked the 12. And he picked 12 in the 10-1 of Matthew. I'm gonna look at it that way. Let's see what it says. in Job 11, verse 6.
In the book of Job, chapter 11, and we want verse number 6.
Uh-huh.
Job 11:6-3. And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom,
yes,
that they are double to that which is.
So this Bible has a double meaning. So we're getting ready to read a double meaning. And I'm going to look at this as these camps of boys or what you want. I'm going to look at it and get put your mind in this. This is what I'm looking at this right now. Go to Sirach 4:2-24. Okay.
Go to Sirach. We want chapter 42, and we want verse 24. Go to Sirach, chapter 42, verse 24, read. All things are double, one against another.
So all things, the Bible has a double meaning. Let's go to Psalm 106, 1 through 5. We're going to Psalm 106, 1 through 5. So keep that in your mind. When we're getting ready to read, it's going to make a breakdown on something if you got that mindset set. 106, 1 through 5, okay?
Okay, the book is a rock. I mean, one song. Psalm chapter 106.
Yeah.
And we want verses 1 through 5. Psalms 106, verse 1, read. Praise to Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Oh, give thanks unto Yahuwah. For he is good.
Okay.
For his mercy endures forever.
Right.
2. Who can utter the mighty acts of Yahuwah? Who can show forth all his praise? 3. Blessed are they that keep his law, and he that doeth righteousness at all times.
Right.
Verse 4. Remember me, O Yahuwah, with the favor that you shared unto your people.
Mm-hmm.
O visit me with your salvation. Verse 5, that I may see the good of your chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may honor with your inheritance.
Mm-hmm. What verse 3 says again?
The book of Psalms, 106, verse 3 reads, blessed are they that keep your law, and he that doeth righteousness at all times.
All
times.
That's when you're in the presence of the Spirit.
Yeah.
Do this righteous win. All time. All time. That's when you get blessed. You know, you're blessed when you do this. What kind of anniversary?
All time.
Yeah. Now let's go back to 2 Timothy. Who was reading that again? Now let's go back to here, because they're going to make some statements. Now, with that understanding, you're blessed if you do the Torah at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so quick to remove your friends afterwards, like they don't even
exist.
Don't be that quick.
That's right.
All of a sudden, now you're like everybody else now.
Mm-hmm.
You better let your light shine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw up a sun. Be by this instant in season and out of season.
Yeah, right.
That was down to take. All right. 2 Timothy 2:20-22. Listen good now. We're going to take one verse at a time. We're going to take one at a time. We got a message in here now.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 reads.
Right.
For in a great nation, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth.
Wait a minute. And this great nation of six and only capsules have what in them?
Gold.
What do we have?
Gold and silver.
You got the gold and silver. You got some gold and silver now. But also will be some what?
Wood and earth.
Some wood and earth too. Now it will be some wood and earth. Keep reading.
It's time to honor.
Some of the six anointed camps who had a woman that's going to be honored.
And some to dishonor.
And some going to be dishonored.
Verse 21. For man therefore purged himself.
But man purged himself.
Mm-hmm. From thee.
Yeah.
He should be a vessel to honor.
Mm-hmm. So you want to be a vessel,
I don't know.
But you don't have them, but some money good. But you will also have among you some wood and some earth. Huh? It ain't just about appearance now.
Gotta
know what they're out of judgment about. See, read it.
Sanctify.
What?
And meet for the master's use.
So he, you got to be meat for the master, not milk for the master's use. Because if you milk, you are what, Mother Day of Israel, in the third chapter, verse 20. See, if you milk, see, he wants to be what? He's a little bit loud. He's meat for the who? That's
useful.
So he wants you to be meat for the mouth. And you know the mouth is Yahweh's tongue. So he wants you to be meat now. So sooner or later you want to get up off this milk. Because all that up, it's always got you. This book that keeps hijacking you. Just can't get back. Found out, we're going 3 verse 2. Things always get falling. This part, I can work with this part, I can't. You know, you will have that now. And that's going to be part of the wood and the earth. The strap. But it will be among you. Let's go to 3 verse 2. Most dear of Israel.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2. I have fed you with milk.
I have fed you with milk.
And not with meat.
And not with meat.
For hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet. Now are you able.
And sooner or later, you know, the milk got to the feet. And now it's time to put some milk. Because just while I say I'm standing at the door with nothing, it's time now. On this Day of Atonement, that this is so important to understand that, go ahead, read some. 3.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. For you are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envy.
You gonna be what?
Envy. Yes. And strife.
Yes.
And division.
Yep.
Are you not carnal and walk as men?
Good. Let's reset that to the fifth chapter, Moses, and go to Hebrews chapter 5, 12 and 14. See, we have to know that you're not on the milk. And all we don't know you're not on the milk is when you got created that other room called a pair room. So you both be in there, girls, right back on one day, all 12 will be there. It's a pre-separated. You got everything is a warm-up and pre-season, all that good stuff. They got a pre-season going right now in basketball. Right? They don't count to get you warmed up. Now they get warmed up. You gotta get warmed up. But you gotta be on one accord by being warmed up. Huh? You gotta be warmed up. We don't know when you're warmed up. Let's see.
Hebrews chapter 5,
12 to 14.
14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again.
Uh-huh.
Which be the first principle of the oracles of Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And are become such as have need of milk. And not of strong meat.
Uh-huh.
13. For everyone that is used milk is
unskilled. Wait a minute now. You said you use the milk, you what?
Unskilled.
So keep that in mind now. The woman is on the milk. How you know milk come into the temple? And you still on the milk. And you don't have no but chaos of it. So you say, well, wait a minute, what I think this is. you say, well, I think this. I mean, they ain't think anything about what you think or what nobody think with this.
That's right.
That's why you got to be pumping these scriptures. So if you still on the mill, and they on the mill, you have a chaos. Because it's time to be made to the next camp.
Right.
But you have to be make sure the 12 is not on Memphis. In the 12, it's going to be gold, silver, but it also be some what?
Wood and earth.
Wood and earth. Wood and earth. And the wood and earth, they're going to have to put up a set up. So you might be warming somebody's feet up. And that's why we read earlier over there that, Acts chapter 1:13, he said, look at one thought, one to follow us, but we have to make sure for who have been leaning around us like they was with us, and now it's time to bring up. See, if I wonder something like that, they look just, let's see if that's just testing under, see, they got it out of two.
That's right.
And they pick one out of two, and they kept on moving. Understand? Where we at?
Acts 1:13.
No, I
Hebrews.
Hebrews.
Come on
back with that. Hebrews chapter 5,
verse
13.
Okay. Is unskillful in the word of
righteousness.
So when you're on milk, you what?
Unskillful.
In what?
In the word.
In the word. All right. So that's what you're unskillful.
Correct? For he is a babe.
I'm skillful, he's a babe in his word. Because you had a broken class, well, why we got a precept about? What that means, precept? You been saying you don't know that the precept is according to 119, 104, what does this tell you? And 119, 104.
I'm going to put this up. 119.
You're a precept. I get understanding.
Yeah.
Therefore, I hate every false way.
So if you're a precept, what you doing?
False way.
First of all,
you have commanded us to keep your precept diligently.
Is a commandment in
it? Yeah, well,
you mean the Almighty, God of the Spirit, have commanded us to do what? It is high to speak. 9:1 and 14. And this is real good in verse number 20. I want to talk on 14 for you, verse 20.
Book of Nehemiah, it says, chapter 9, verse 1.
Yeah.
Verse 14, verse 20. Yeah. Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 1. Now in the 20th and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel, the Israelites, were assembled. What's that?
They were assembled for what?
What's that? And what's that cloth?
Yes.
And the earth upon
verse 14.
And made it known unto them your righteous act.
7 days what?
Righteous.
And commanded them precepts.
And that what?
Commanded them precepts.
So on the righteous Sabbath, what will we command there?
Precepts.
On the Sabbath day when you're in class, it is a commandment to do what?
Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 16 reads,
Your words were found.
Go ahead.
And I did eat them.
Oh. Yeah. So what we got to eat on the Day of Atonement is what?
God's word.
Okay. But how are we going to eat them? Bible says 2, verse number, we're going to Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 17. Whoa. What are we talking about? In Corinthians 3, 1, 2, 3. Corinthians 2, Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 7, 9, and verse 10, and Corinthians 3, 1, 2, 3. Let's see what's going on. We're doing some eating now, guys. There got to be some eating now. But it can't be no eating. Of course, there's got to be atonement. You got to do some spiritual eating.
Word.
Where all that spiritual eating going to come from? Let's see if we can read some over there.
You see?
Yes.
Chapter 2.
Yes.
Verse 7 through 10.
Yes.
Read. And you shall speak my words unto them.
Okay.
Whether they will hear.
Yes.
Or whether they will forbear. For they are most rebellious.
Yes.
Verse 8. But you, son of man,
yes,
hear what I say unto you. Be not you rebellious like that rebellious temple. Open your mouth and eat that I give you.
He tell who to get to eat first. You tell them to see if you get to eat. They say you make sure you eat. You make sure you. I'm talking to you. You do it. I'm with you one on one. I'm getting your belly full of some eating. Now keep reading.
But be not like that rebellious. Be not you rebellious like that rebellious temple. Open your mouth.
Now he's talking about all the Israelites. Go ahead.
And eat that I give you.
But you eat what I give you. Go ahead.
And when I look,
call your verse out.
Verse 9. When I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me.
Yeah.
And lo, a roll of a book was therein.
Oh! So I felt you could bring me a nice steak salad, a meal, some greens, and some okra. No. You eat that. You eat some of this.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and read.
And he spread it before me.
Then Old Spirit spread his book out before me.
Verse 10.
Go ahead.
And spread before me, and it was written within and without.
Uh-huh.
And there was written therein lamentation.
Oh, it's lamentation in his book?
Yes. And mourning.
It's mourning in his book?
And woe.
And destruction in his book.
Hallelujah.
All that's in his book. You think none of it. All that's going to be in his book now. We have an amortization, morning, and three, 1, 2, and 3.
Chapter 3, Ezekiel, verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that which you find.
But Ezekiel, you eat this thing.
Eat this robe. And speak unto the house, unto the nation of Israel.
And you go unto the nation of Israel. Then like we say, if we go on to the 6th anointed castle, boys, those two Israelites, we got to get them off that milk. Stop bumming around with this thing. Stop all that bumming around. And then to find out you can't get fast, you're not going to, can't, no gold and silver out of you. I got caught away in it. So I said, wood and earth. Huh? Wood and earth. Go ahead.
Two. So I opened my mouth. And he caused me to eat that roll.
Right.
Verse 3. And he said unto me, son of man, cause your belly to eat, and fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey was sweet.
So see, his word, it's good. It's in your mouth as honey. I mean, we love the bust and both out. I'm pressing about that wrong.
Verse 4, and he said unto me, son of man, go get you unto the nation of Israel and speak with my words unto them.
Okay, good. Now let's go all the way over to the 14th chapter now, brothers here. Round by Revelation 14, round by verse 10. I want to see something else happen now. Now he'll spread out before the anointed leadership. Now I need to get a little bit more out of it. I'm on the right track here.
Also, it's told, so
it's going to be a time and a point of time that this thing going to come to closing. And that's why we got to tell you the time this thing going to come to closing. That's why you got to know about you want all the clean spaces to get, because this thing going to come to a close.
That's right.
So we let you know this thing, you know, ran its course right here. Go ahead.
Verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh ministering spirit,
yes,
when he shall begin to sound,
yes,
the mystery of Yahweh should be finished.
So we just got through hearing about me teaching on the seven trumpets and seven seals. So that part, that's why you're in atonement. So say, you know, this is what you read now. This is what God. Before the atonement, if you make it to the atonement, that means you don't see this happen.
Go ahead. It shall begin to sound. The mystery of Yahweh the Father should be finished.
Yeah. And so they're going to be finished on that seventh trumpet.
As he has declared to his servant, the seal.
So, and who he told you to already?
The seal.
You don't told him already in the man.
All right.
Exactly. And then the seal got to get to the elders. The elder gets to the teachers, and the teachers get to the mother, and then the family get it out of there. So it's an order about this thing. Go ahead.
Verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me again and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the minister spirit which stands upon the sea and upon the
sea. Who's this voice here now? Who was this that we can read?
Yeah.
Preach up that. Hebrews chapter. What we want? 12:25. What we want? What we want to preach that? Who's this boy that's doing all this talking from heaven? Mm. He said, because the minister is down there with it now, but he said he heard a voice from heaven now, and we clear that. What is that? According to way in. That's what I say. According to scripture, where is he at? According to Matthew's. According to Matthew, according to scripture,
I
quit talking.
Dude.
I don't know where he had according to scripture.
We're
going to Acts, Captain. We're going to, according to scripture, where he is. We'll find where he had according to scripture. We're going to Acts chapter 7. Show me this, so we got to correct this. This way, this will get better. tell them in 1537-39 AD, when he showed them this out of the little book. Yeah, numbers. 1537-39. So soon you take the little book, and then you turn to 1537-39. All type of joy going on. Everybody was getting good. You can take the 1537-39 out of the little book. Then watch what happens. Now all of a sudden now, it comes in and got quiet. Now all of a sudden now you give me the finger. Now you give me, look at you, give me the finger now. See, now I'm getting the finger.
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 39.
Right.
Verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments.
What do you mean by bid them to do that? Order them to do that. Now this way come build it. Now this way, now you don't read all the good stuff in there this month. Now you gotta go look at the other half and say, look at it. Read that verse. Huh? Don't read nothing again. Go ahead.
Okay. Speak, verse 38. Speak unto the children of Israel and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments.
Yes.
Throughout their generation,
yes.
And that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. Verse 39. And it shall be unto you for a fringe that you may look upon it.
Oh, the fringe is a reminder, and it'll force your eyes to look upon it.
And remember all the Torah.
And you remember that today is the day of atonement. If he had the fringe on it, you would have been reminded today is the day of atonement.
Of Yahweh.
Oh, who?
Of Yahweh.
Got them to do the sixth order camp. They got them to do who?
Yahweh.
It's Yahweh's day of atonement.
And do them.
And what?
And do them.
And do them.
And that you seek not after your own mind.
And you don't do your own thing.
In your own eyes,
yeah.
After which you use to go
according. That's right. So now that's the part when you read this book, you start reading all. If I know if I bring this up, this part here, person's going to be moving the wrong way. And I didn't know that part. See? That what happened? See, that's what happened. When you have to eat the roll. You can't eat some of it, you gotta eat all the rules.
Yeah.
Come on back and read the book. About that little book.
Revelation.
Where you left off on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Read.
What?
And I went up unto the ministering spirit, stand up there.
What?
Give me a little book.
Give me a little book.
And he said unto me, take it, and eat it up, and it shall make your belly bitter.
And make your belly bitter.
But it shall be in your mouth as sweet as honey. Verse 10. And I took the little book out of the midst of the spirit.
And I don't took the little book.
And I ate it up.
I ate it up.
And it was in my mouth sweet as honey.
It was sweet. Oh, man. I just can't wait to hear somebody talk about this topic.
And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was filled.
Yeah. I don't know if I won't be bothered. I ain't reaching no more.
Right.
Don't touch me.
Right.
I ain't in that. See that? That's gonna happen. That's what happened. Let's go back to Moses of Israel. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37. Go to Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, 32, 36, 37.
Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sins and blasphemies shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come.
So if you sin against the righteous spirit, what you got?
Nothing.
Nothing. Not in this world, or what?
Or the world to come.
The world to come.
Verse 36.
Right.
But I say unto you,
right,
that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Verse 37. For by your word you shall be justified,
right,
and by your word you shall be condemned.
You're going to be justified with come out your mouth, and you're going to be condemned with come out your mouth. Is that right?
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 18, 6 down to verse 10.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 6 through 10. Verse 6. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck, and that he were
drowned,
and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Verse 7. Go unto the world because of offense, for it must needs be that offense come. But woe to that man by whom the offense comes. Verse 8. Wherefore, if your hand or your foot offend you, cut them off and cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting
fire. And what can cause that again in verse 8? What can cause you to be put in that everlasting fire?
You come out better, right? Okay.
get a case in point, Mother Gia, this is 27:3-5. I need to get a case in point. Matthew 27:3-5. Let's see something along the way of things. 27:3-5.
John 18:2-6.
St. John 18:2.
And weapons.
Huh?
and weapons.
And weapons.
Verse 4. Yahweh the Son, therefore, knowing all things.
But Yahweh knew all this already. He knew all this already. That's the advantage he has. And all the way, you don't know things in the book from page to book. You don't have the advantage he got. He already knew when he read the book when he came down on earth. Really, he had the little roll, too, in the fifth chapter of Revelation. He had that book up, too. God, dog. You need one of these 12 of them thick, and He will be with Moses.
That should come upon him went forth and said unto them, who seeketh you? Verse 5. They answered him, Yahweh of Nazareth. Yahweh said unto them, I am he, and Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them.
Uh-huh.
Verse 6. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground.
So he showed his power, but it seems Judas was standing with them after he knew he had already taken 2 days already, right? Because he was testing. What was Yahweh's father testing?
What was he
protecting? He wasn't taking the 7th. He already knew what he had to do.
Taking the 11th.
He was, and that's why we keep telling you, in Tennessee, Sister Ruth, 4 verse 9. He tells you something in 4 verse 9.
Genesis chapter 4, verse 9. And Yahweh the Son said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper?
But see, you 12, you are your brother's keeper.
Hallelujah.
So you have to be watching the body. You just can't be individually. You got to watch the body. The body has to focus on 1-9-1-4.
Hallelujah.
That's what y'all want me to mean. You can't let one be discipled of it. So I'm saying one slacking. And she a little wood and know what it is. You have to get them back up. Because you are your brother, sister, keeper. Yeah? So what Yahweh was doing was he already knew his faith all night. But he was protecting them because they was the one, he said, that's why when he's little ones, then it's better for you to do this, right? Did you read this?
Yeah.
Not good. So he showed his power. He knocked her down, but he told them, you know, all this got to be fulfilled, but he was protecting the left. Now, come back to the 27th chapter 3, out of verse 5. Now, once that was understood, now let's come back to 27th 3, out of verse 5. Who would read that?
Matthew 27, verses 3 to 5.
Yeah, who
would
read
it? Verse 3. Then Judas was, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned.
So he saw he was, you condemned, oh, if you mess around once, he told it, it dawned on God, dog, I'm messed up. Go ahead.
Repented himself and brought in the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest.
What did he do?
He repented.
He repented himself.
He repented himself, huh?
And brought in.
And then he brought back the
30
pieces of
silver.
Yeah.
Huh?
What
happened? To the chief priest and
elders. Yeah.
For saying, I have sinned.
What did he say he did?
I have sinned.
Uh-huh.
And that I have betrayed the innocent.
So sometimes they're going to be looking to see which one of y'all are going to betray
the innocent.
Good.
And they said, what is that to us?
What is that to us?
See thou to that.
See that to that,
and he cast down the pieces of silver and the
temple. What was all that going on there? It wasn't going on, Joe Miles Brown, was it? You were going on well?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And he
Going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 109,
We want verse number 13. We want Psalm chapter 109, and we want verse 13. 13 read. Let this posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out.
Psalms 20, 10 to 13.
Going over to the book of Psalms.
Chapter 13.
We want chapter 20, and we verses 10 down to 13. We're going over to the book of Psalms. We're going over to chapter 20, and we want verses 10 down to...
Affection.
fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the vine
of peace.
The bond of peace.
Verse 4.
What does that endeavor mean? Now pull it up. Make sure y'all want, if you don't want to read words.
Not, but he that is begotten of Yahweh
keep stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that wicked one touches him not. Verse 19. And we know that we are of Yahuwah, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
Yeah.
Verse 20. And we know that the Son of Yahuwah, the Father, is come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true. Even in him, even in his Son, Yahuwah the Son, this is the true Yahuwah and the coming of life.
That's my
heart. Verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Go to Romans 6:3 out. Amen. Go ahead. Romans 6:23. The price you're going to pay is what?
Romans 6:23.
The price you're going to pay. Read verse 15 and 23.
Romans 6:15 and 23. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the Torah instruction?
No. But then, you'll be judged, what?
According to your work.
Right.
Verse 13.
Revelation 20, verse 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it.
I don't care where you at.
And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them.
Yep.
And they were judged, every man according to their works.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
So you wanna get past that second, go to 19 chapter 20 and 21 there. So you want to make sure you don't get this first death, but you won't be part of that second. Verse 19, 20-21, back to Titus in 2 Ezra 9:7-13, Golden Kai Abbey, Leviticus chapter 16:29-34, waiting on.
Revelation chapter 19, verse 20-21. Verse 20 reads, and the beast was taken.
Yeah, the beast was taken.
And with him, the false teachers.
All the teachers with.
That wrote miracles before him.
That wrought miracles. They got all types of things. They predicted what was next month sometimes.
Yeah.
All the miracles they did.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
With which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast.
And you got that mark when you're not understanding what he got told you to say. Go ahead. Mark, you got it on
you. And them that worshipped his image.
And his image.
Mm-hmm. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone.
Yep.
Verse 21. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth. All the fowls were filled with their flesh.
Mm-hmm. Good. So you know, it's a timeline of all this coming to a close. You go to 9:7-13
there. Right? Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7-13. 2 Ezra, chapter 9, verse 7. And everyone that should be saved and should be able to escape by his work and by the covenant whereby we have believed. Verse 8. Should be preserved from the dead peril and should see my salvation in my name and within my border. I have sanctified them for me from the beginning. Verse 9. There should there be a pitiful case which now I had abused my ways and they that I cast them away despitefully to dwell in form. Verse 10, for such as in their life have received benefits and have not known me. Verse 11, and they that have